Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
When you're on Facebook, you probably every now and then get some bad, sad news about someone who has passed away. And now, believe it or not, there is a scam tied to this on Facebook. Steve Burness is the president and CEO of the Better Business Bureau. Steve, what is this all about? I understand people will ask, did you see who passed away? And then it leads to some sort of scam. How does this work?
Good morning, Bob. Thanks for having me today. Yes, it's another increase in scams at the BBB. We're seeing that people are receiving Facebook messages, as you say, saying, did you see who passed away or this horrific death of this person? They want you to click on the link in a Facebook message that actually asks questions and then may put spam and malware on your computer. So it's fortunate people are using these types of messages to try to get you to click. But, you know, sometimes, Bob, it's coming from a good friend, but unfortunately they've been hacked. So it's best to let your friend know. If you ever receive a strange message and it has really goofy content or something wrong with the content, contact the user. Let them know they've been hacked so they can take steps and measures to take care of this.
And we're also hearing about a shopping app, and you need to use caution before teaming up with this company. What's this all about?
Well, it's an app that about 50 million consumers have downloaded. It's called Temu, and this is really an online shopping app that has many deals that are way too good to be true. And we're warning that many of these deals are really too good to be true, Bob. And it's really registered in Boston, but it's a foreign company through Delaware, which is headquartered in China. So it's an app called Temu. We have received over 900 complaints so far. And the problems are that, you know, problems with the products and concerns and privacy and identity theft issues that are complaints that are coming into the BBB. So we want consumers to take a look at this app and to look, you know, read the reports on them, and you may want to seriously take a second look at whether you want this app or not, because there are a lot of problems all over the world with this particular app.
All right, watch for Temu, T-E-M-U. And also, let's talk about the con artists, and their target is really, more often than not, older adults, isn't it?
It is, Bob. Unfortunately, that's the case. And still, that generation is a little bit too trusting. And unfortunately, the scammer takes advantage of the situation. But there's a lot of warning signs, Bob, and that's what the Better Business Bureau is trying to help, you know, to help protect your parents, your grandparents, or your older adults. And warning signs that we're seeing at the BBB is frequent junk mail and spam calls. So you're seeing a lot more junk mail coming in or a lot more calls and spam, whether it be on a phone or a landline. That's usually a sign that they're on many different lists because these, as you know, Bob, these lists are bought and sold. And then take a look at payments, because a lot of times checks are written or payments are made to unfamiliar or out-of-state companies. And I know it's a little bit difficult situation talking to your parents or grandparents about, but it's something we see a lot, especially when the person passes. The children start going through the accounts and they sing, what are these charges? I wish I'd known about them a long time ago. You know, fake lotteries, or you won the lottery. And they tend not to ask anything, you know, about them to their children or anything. They just keep sending the money. And then acting secretly about phone calls, you know, the messages, you know, oh, no, that's nobody. You know, that's usually a sign that they're engaged in conversation with a con artist who can taking their money at great lengths, Bob.
Now, unfortunately, many victims don't ask for help until it's too late. And then at the other end of the spectrum, you got to worry about your kids. And you've got some tips for parents to keep children safe on the Internet. What are a couple of them?
Well, yeah, exactly, Bob. You also should think about how to protect your kids online, and one of them is creating these accounts without permission. So you should actually know how many accounts your children has on their phones and make sure that they're part of they're dealing with reputable ones and that their privacy settings are set properly. And what I mean by that, Bob, is a lot of times people go on these sites and they don't set their privacy, what they want them to have, share, whatever it may be. So look at your kids' accounts and delete any that you should believe that they should not have, and tell your children about contest giveaways, and they kind of lure kids in, getting a lot of personal information about, on their entry forms, and that's it's a way of disguising that they're trying to steal their identity in some ways by asking this information. Oh, get a free gift card or a free Xbox or whatever it may be, and make sure that your children don't have any access to your banking or credit card information, because we've seen it time and time again where the children have access to that account number and easily are starting to buy things, you know, giveaways or paying taxes or whatever it may be, or entering contests. Mm-hmm. And then clicking on links. I mean, it's so important. We talk about this all the time, and these are a lot of these scams go over, and they click on links. So these children, please tell your children, inform your children never to click on a link because you want to see it first, because it could lead to malware or spam and do damage to the computer and or device you're on. So you got to understand the apps you're getting into, and anybody can send you a link, you don't know them, just don't click on it no matter what they promise you. You got to do the research, Bob.
Good advice for kids and adults is to simply check the address of the email, click on what appears to be the sender, a recognized company, but then if you click on it, you'll find an email that is frequently gibberish, right, Steve?
It is gibberish, or it's from a Gmail account or something else, Bob, so it has actually two different names. So you take a closer look when you see an email coming in, and especially if they want you to do something, because it could be from a scammer. And if it's coming from a company and they're using Gmail, that's never a good sign, Bob, and that's what we call the tip-off to the rip-off, Bob.
Steve Burness, Better Business Bureau, thank you. Talk to you next week.
Thanks, Bob. Have a great day.
You too.